Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Second to You, Bobby Hebert. We're live from the WWL radio studios here on Porter Street in New Orleans. Got a lot to talk about, certainly a lot of sports news with the Saints, LSU winning over the weekend. Big game tonight, and you can hear that game right here on the Big 870 between the Chicago Bears and the Los Angeles Rams. Interesting watch because of the fact this coming weekend the Saints play the Chicago Bears. Before we get into that, just want to tell everybody that it was Tropical Storm Zeta. Now it has turned into Hurricane Zeta. So WWL is Louisiana's official emergency management station, and we are closely watching and monitoring the storm here in the Gulf and tracking it. And so stay connected and stay informed with WWLAMFM.com and also on the radio.com app. So tomorrow on it. It looks as though
it's heading our direction. Terrible LaFouche
area, which we've sort of been in that. And this time, boy, a lot of the models certainly show that. And Bob, we've been through it a lot since we've lived there. We grew up there. I still have a home there. But it's more tidal surge that you have concerns about people in low-lying areas. And you've been through the drill so many times this year, and it's almost sort of like overload. But one more shot at it. And I was teasing Tommy Tucker this morning when we were doing the show. I said, in 3 weeks you'll be calling me. We'll be having like 3 or 4 inches of snow. I mean, that's just the way 2020 is.
Right.
Just be careful. People in the low-lying areas, if you're not comfortable in your home, go stay with family and friends, because again, 55-60 mile an hour winds, for some people, they don't realize what that is for a sustained period of time, not just for a thunderstorm for 10-15 minutes, but you may have it for a little while if it keeps on the same track. And we'll be able to give you all that information here on WWL.com on the tracking of it, along with working with the WWL TV people, weather people there. And so, it's not 2020 to the last shot. And here it is, almost November, and you get another storm in the Gulf. But, Bob, a big win for the Saints yesterday. NFC South team, we knew that these type games turn into kind of a fist fight between them. They know one another very, very well. And I just go back to what I said all week long. Man, Drew Brees against the Panthers has been just tremendous. I got so many texts, during the day yesterday. Boy, is he hot, especially the first two drives. That was textbook offensive running a team, the way they could move it up and down the field the way they did.
Well, Mike, and I think you thought we had a possibility of winning by double digits. Well,
I thought it'd be a 10-point game.
14-3, and it was kind of going that way, and then you give up the big splash
bomb.
Play, 74 yards. And, a lot of it was yards after the catch, but I'm just real discouraged with the overall, allowing big plays in the coverage. And a lot of it is not so much physically getting beat. It's mentally not knowing your responsibility or the miscommunication that occurs on the back end. I know this is not good. Now, it just shows you how spoiled we are and how spoiled I am and the whole Who Dat Nation. It's like we 2-0 in the NFC South. We in first place. We 4-2, but it seems like an ugly 4-2. I guess there's no ugly win in the NFL. But, Mike, I didn't think we'd be 6-0.
Did you watch Seattle's defense last night? Bob, you know, a lot of people, man, they're a Super Bowl team.
Yeah,
boy,
Cardinals,
you see that
right.
defense. Good gracious. They got breakdowns all across the board. They didn't get a pass rush. Man, it's other than the Ravens, Steelers.
The Buccaneers, defense.
Bucks.
Man, I think their defense.
They ain't got a lot of teams you can put on that list that are really good on the defensive side of the football.
Well, don't you think, Mike, the next two games –
are going to tell the story.
The defense, come on.
Because the Bears defense, are a good team on defense.
On defense, and then the Buccaneers on defense. So that's going to be a challenge for offense. But to me, this is not winning football if you're trying to truly be a champion. When you look at scoring defense, you look at red zone defense, who won before last, but third down defense and takeaways. And look, we were unbelievable. We were 12 of 14, 86%. But Teddy Bridgewater and the Panthers, they were 6-9, 67% conversion rate. So, Mike, and then you look at the takeaways. We're all in the bottom of the league. So that's why it doesn't feel good, because you know you want to set the tone. You want to set the tempo. You don't want to be in those shootout-type games now. Good for Davenport coming up with that great sack, because that was the difference. Like Drew Brees says, it is a game of inches. But I just look at, okay, you might say, well, the game has changed. Well, I know the game hasn't changed where you still can't take away the football, whether you punch it out. I know Carolina didn't run that much, but it didn't seem like we talked about this, you and I. Did any time did it seem like we had a chance for a takeaway?
Nothing close.
Like nothing close to interception, nothing close to a forced fumble or anything like that. And this really caught my attention. Through now the first six games, we've only forced – 5 turnovers. So we've only had 5 takeaways, and 3 of those came against the Bucs in week 1. So think about that, Mike. We played like 5 games, and we have 2 takeaways. So to me, that has to be addressed. I know they practice it. That is something that you know we just have to be able to accomplish, because that's going to be a difference. Well, Mike, one reason, if you look up, last year we were plus 12. And we started out hot. You know, we're plus 3. Now, we're not negative. We're not positive. We just average. We're 0. 0 on that turnover margin. Well, we got to get that on the plus side. I think that's going to be significant against Chicago and Tampa Bay, that somehow we protect the football, we can get on that plus side in that turnover margin.
Bob, the other thing, too, that's disturbing is red zone defense, where this team is 32nd in the league.
Dead last.
19 of 22 shots. So they're about 86.3% in the red zone. They're 29th in giving up third down conversions, over 50%. 25th in scoring.
Well,
where
thank God.
29 well, points a game average.
Thank God for Drew Brees and the offense right now. Now, Mike, I would say if our defense, and I think this is a good showing. I would like our chances against anybody. If we hold all our opponents to 23, 24 points, I would say shame on our offense and Sean Payton and Drew Brees. We wouldn't win that type game, because I think we can score week in and week out, high 20s or somewhere in the 30s, low 30s, whatever. Then that's winning football, and you should be able to come out on top if that would occur.
Drew Brees touched greatness yesterday. And, again, as you get older, it's not as consistent as it was early in your career, but you know, you saw just how good he is, not only as a play caller, be able to adjust, get people in the right spot, his accuracy skills, and
The ball didn't hit the ground. I mean, both Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Brees, was it practice against
it's
air?
Almost like skeleton drills.
Yes,
that you
without
watch
a pass rush. Drew's 29 of 36, Teddy's 23 of 28. Now, listen, it was a very entertaining game, but I'm really encouraged by our offense. Alvin Kamara is having an MVP-type season. If he's not an MVP, could he maybe be in the conversation like Michael Thomas was last year, Offensive Player of the Year? I mean, you look at total scrimmage yards. Mike, I was saying he has that ability. I even put the pressure on Reggie Bush, Darren Sproles, and then now with Alvin Kamara. Can you get 150 total yards from scrimmage? Well, he was at 148. So basically, he did his job at the highest level.
And also, too, is you got to throw kudos out to the offensive line. You lose Armstead fairly early in the game. Hurst comes in. He did give up the big sack and the turnover. But, man, When you rush the football the way they did against the Panthers, and
right.
you know, and they did a really nice job of the balance, the offense, and we talk about it all the time. That's a key part of this attack, of being able to run the football. They ran it 29 times yesterday.
That's winning football.
And that's what this is all about. But I'm just telling you, man, for people, oh, we need to move on from Drew Brees. Drew Brees, we need to see Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston. My thing is, man, you winning with your offense. Your defense ain't stopping no one right now. No one. So you in track meet every week.
Drew Brees is not obviously not the weak link. He's the strength. He gives us a chance to possibly represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I mean, you could say whatever. Like what people were saying when Tom Brady forgot it was fourth down when they were playing the Bears. Did you see Tom Brady as of late? Does Tom Brady and Drew Brees look old to you? Look, when you look at all the NFL quarterbacks, I don't think so.
No, there's a little bit of sort of dip in their game from now on, but the last 2 weeks, man, has those two guys played. I mean, you look at Brady and you say, wow, I don't know what he's eating, drinking, whatever.
The first ballot Hall of Famers, and they're pro.
Exactly. So, again, when you're in these type deals, a lot of times, and we've seen it in the past with this football team, what happens? You end up being 8-8. So the offense is carrying you now. The defense has got to pick it up. And all those mental mistakes in the secondary. I know Aaron Glenn will be on with us tonight in the Saints coaches show along with Coach Sean Payton. But, man, you got a lot of breakdowns. You got a wide-open guy running downfield.
Well, the thing is you cannot have even one of those games. So you'd say you'd have like that happen 16 times. We have too much of a veteran secondary for that to occur. Now, physically, you're always going to get beat. That always happens. But nobody's in the area code, zip code, whatever, however you want to describe it. And look, Mike, Teddy Bridgewater could have lofted up there. I mean, he's so wide open.
Yeah, he could have run into that pretty easily. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870. Welcome back to the Second Guest Show. Mike to tell you, Bobby Hebert live from the WWL studios here in New Orleans. Bobby, we're going to go to the telephone lines. We're going to go to Easy in Houston, Texas. Easy in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, Easy.
Hey, Easy.
Okay, look, I was watching a game yesterday with Tampa Bay, and the last 2 weeks, Tampa Bay's got a better team than us right now, it looks like, man. They're playing better. They're playing a lot better on defense. You know, their offense is pretty solid, but their secondary is playing lights out, man. I mean, they shut Rodgers down last week, and then yesterday they put it on the Las Vegas. I mean, they ripped them. They didn't just win. They ripped them, man.
Their secondary has really become the most improved part of their team. I do a weekly show in Tampa, and everybody says the same thing. You look at Carlton Davis, who was a guy. I remember last year he played against Mike Thomas. He got to the point where the Bucs pulled him out of the game. I mean, you know, he just mentally was totally out of it. And now he's developed into a really good cover cornerback. Antoine Winfield Jr. is doing a great job as a rookie. They're getting a pass rush. But, man, they are stopping the run. And they big inside, and they're doing this without Vita Vea, who got hurt. They lost him for the season. So, man, listen, I can't disagree with you, Easy. Their defense, I think, is the difference here.
Yeah, the defense is the difference. Yeah. It's not Tom Brady in the offense. Everybody looks at it, even though Antonio Brown's getting there. It's their defense.
Their defense is really playing well. And listen, Todd Bowles, I give him full credit. He has done a great job with that defense.
Is he like the black or the young version of Wade Phillips? I mean, unbelievable defensive coordinator, didn't work out as a head coach.
Man, I don't know what's going to work out where he was with the Jets.
Yeah,
but, man,
right.
He's a terrific defensive coordinator, and he got some studs up there. Man, Devin White, boy, is he playing lights out, too.
Devin White and Lavonte David. I mean, Mike, that might be the best duo of linebackers.
Man.
Put it this way. You got to run north and south. You cannot run side to side against them, or you get minus yards. Go ahead, Easy. Oh. Did we lose Easy?
Okay, we lost Easy. We're going to go to Brian in Baton Rouge. Brian, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. I want to know, every week, the ref referees do not cause a couple penalties for the opponents. And on yesterday, there were two of them that should have been called on the Pandas. For one of them was a face mask penalty, and I think it was two face mask penalties that should have been called.
Yeah, it looked like it was incidental. It wasn't flagrant, but you still got to call it.
Call it.
You know, if you touch the face mask. The one pick play, I think that was a bad call.
Man, come on. I've seen a lot worse than that. You know, and then, you know, they try to get the rules expert guy to, you know, and he sort of, you know, massaged it the best he could. Come on, I've seen that a lot worse than
calling. But, you know,
it's just the way the crews are.
But I can tell you this, Brian and Mike. I like overall the way the game was called. Give me a game where they only throw like seven penalties.
Yeah, I'll take that better than a flag fest.
Because I think that would benefit the Saints more. Even though, look, the Saints had six penalties, 50 yards. Carolina had one for five. But I still would take that. Give me that type of game where you have seven or eight penalties versus double that. You know, 15 or 16 penalties total.
Brian, thanks for the call, bud. We appreciate it. We're going to go to Charles in Metairie. Charles, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, I just want to ask you a question. I've had a couple people call me from out of town, and they said they've heard on the radio shows, like in Dallas and different, that rumors about Michael Thomas being traded. Have y'all heard anything about that?
That's a Mike Florio, and he keeps beating the drum about it. But come on, Mike isn't looking into the salary cap hit, even if you were looking at that. That's $20 million. And you throw that into also what you going to have dead money for Drew Brees. That's not happening. But you know what it is? It's to get you to go on your phone or your computer. It's clickbait.
Right,
man.
Right.
Mike's great at it. Now I give Florio credit. Man, he spins the wheels with it really good. But
what did Sean Payton say?
But Sean.
Okay, we had these NFL insiders. You know what Sean said? They're outsiders. They're outsiders.
Now, if Jay Glazer said it, that's a different story, because we know the relationship between Jay and Sean Payton. But, no, this is Mike Florio saying this. And he might throw out 100 of them like that, and he hits on a few. But this is sort of the NFL's version of the National Enquirer. There are some maybe bits and pieces of it that are true, but the story is not correct at all.
I can tell you what happened, okay? They had an intense practice, and then Michael Thomas is competing. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, they're all competing. And then you have fights. You have fights in practice all the time. Now it has to be over with. You cannot take it to the locker room. Then you take it to the locker room, and Chauncey Gardner, he whoops him. He whips Michael Thomas, so his feelings got hurt. So he's, I want to get traded. I'm out of here. I mean, that's just emotions. There's no foundation to that. You know, players, when, you know, they get their feelings hurt, they think it's greener on the other side. I mean, Michael Thomas knows with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, a better team. The reason why Michael Thomas was Offensive Player of the Year in the whole National Football League was being a part of the Saints. So why he wouldn't want to continue that?
But there are always emotions, just like sometimes, you know, I've had people around me in the private sector. They quit their jobs every week. I'm quitting.
Yeah,
it's the emotion.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. And the next day, everything's good. It's almost like the Seinfeld episode where Costanza gets fired and comes back and plays like there's nothing that happened. And that happens in the real world, happens in the sports world. So
that happens
nothing to that.
More than you think,
Mike,
it
does.
And it doesn't just get out.
That's right. I mean, this sort of just, the cat got out of the bag a little bit. We're going to go to Larry in Kenner. Larry, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, Larry with the Who That Truck. What's up,
Hey, what's going on, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Good to hear from you.
I just want to let y'all know I got the LSU truck out there now. Bobby, I got T-Bob on it. But anyway.
You got two different trucks.
Yeah, I got T-Bob on and I got me LSU truck. But so I got the Saints and LSU truck. Anyway, I want to pick y'all brain on how can we beat them Bears in Chicago, bro?
Oh, we could beat them. Las Vegas thinks we're going to beat them. We're a 3-point favorite. I think it's going to be a tough game. Now, can we end up plus one? Protect the football and take it away. Now, it's going to be a challenge against their defense because the Bears are very opportunistic. That's one thing, Mike, it just seems like through history that's what they've done. So
they feasted on that, getting turnovers, short field, run the football.
Well, just look at the type of game, Larry, they would win. Larry, the type of game they would win Mike was with how the Bears beat Tampa Bay. If you look at that,
turn the ball over, frustration. You could see that they threw some things at Tampa that, you know, didn't seem to be Tampa was waiting for. And they got after Brady, too.
Yes.
He was under a lot of heat. So first things first, you got to win the battle up front along the line of scrimmage. You got to win up front along the offensive line. And secondly, this football team's got to manufacture a pass rush and get after Nick Foles.
Yes.
That to me, has been the most surprising part. Secondary play, okay, it is what it is. It's just part of the NFL. You see it almost all across the board. But, man, you got to get after the quarterback. And this team did a really good job putting pressure and getting sacks last year. Not seeing it.
Yeah, that was
a crucial one yesterday. I give Davenport, man, because that play really changed the game.
Yeah, look at last year, Mike. We were saying, Bob, we're really rolling. Look at the National Football League. You're really rolling if you're in the top five or top three in sacks, if you're in the high 40s, low 50s. You might say, well, quarterback pressure. Who's that?
I doubt it. Mike's got a grade one hamstring pull.
And you don't want it
to
get worse.
You don't want to pull it the second time because, Larry, what happens there is, and I've talked to a few different people about it, their deal is the first time it might be a 2 to 3 week injury. The second time you pull it, then you out a long period of time. And it could be like a season-ending injury for it. So you want that hamstring to get better for Mike, and that's the issue with it.
So
and
you
see it
a lot
with an ankle injury. A guy comes back, and then all of a sudden it's something else, a quad or a hamstring involved, just because you sort of off, you're training on one area.
And your gait, how you're running and all
how
that.
How you run and how you walk is all different.
But, Mike, wouldn't you think, though, right now that I would think that they could target maybe that Tampa Bay game if he's not ready for the Bears?
I'd
be surprised if he wouldn't be available to play.
I would
Tampa.
Think that would be the game. It would be Tampa Bay. It wouldn't be Chicago.
All right, Mike, Bobby, I appreciate it, bud.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Nation. Who that, baby? Who that,
Larry?
We're going to go to Jay in Brooklyn, New York. Jay, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
What's going on, guys?
All right, Jay.
Glad to get through. Listen, I have a quick question for you guys, Bobby, especially being an ex-player. Bobby, does it make you upset or mad if you got a guy like Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown who pretty much ride the coattails that they have the talent, but they'll go to a team that's already established, you know, to try to get that ring. Whereas you have a player like Larry Fitzgerald who's been there since day one in Arizona, or somebody like Calvin Johnson who's been there and stuck with their team. You know, do you have any animosity?
No, hell no. I'm gonna tell you how
Bobby got cut loose from the Saints.
The players for the players, and if a player can help you win, now he can't be a distraction in the locker room, and you have to know your role. You might not get the touches. What made Le'Veon Bell famous with the Steelers is a role he has to play now with the Chiefs.
But I think it's a good fit.
Even Antonio Brown.
But, Bobby, I think it's a good fit with Le'Veon because of the fact you can't run Clyde 20, 22 times a game and throw him 3 or 4 passes. You're going to have to kind of supplement that with someone else.
And it's going to help his career.
And Bell is his ability to catch the football, too. I mean, he catches the ball like a receiver coming out of the backfield. So, man, that's a good fit for him once he kind of gets involved with that offense. But we all know with Andy Reid, when he was in Philly, who he rode, man, LeSean McCoy.
Well,
he goes to Kansas City. Yeah. He likes to ride that back. But Clyde's not built every week to do it. That's why Bell becomes a big player for him.
No, you have it by committee. They can tell Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to help prolong your career. You won't take that pounding. And the one thing, before they got Le'Veon Bell, they were not scoring touchdowns inside the 10-yard
zone.
And Le'Veon Bell has a nose for the goal line.
Mr. Cecilia, let me ask you real quick. I didn't get a chance to get in real quick. The death of Gale Sayers when he passed away. I was too young to remember him, but my father always told me that he would have been the best running back ever if he wouldn't have got hurt. Is that true? Do you believe that?
Listen,
if he wouldn't have got hurt early,
he'd be in the conversation. Richie Pettibone, who was on that team, he's a New Orleanian. Richie played with the Bears. He's the only guy that I know could run faster backwards than I could forward. No, man, you really that's really moving at that particular point. But and he just was saddled with a bad football team, got hit a lot, then has the injury. And the knee surgery back then
compared
is
to
totally,
now.
Totally different.
Oh, yeah, you'd have a scar right. A foot long.
And so, man, he'd be in the conversation because when he played, right. The numbers he put up, and this was in a league that wasn't playing 16 games and was stacking the line of scrimmage.
Was unbelievable. And J.J., think of this. He's a Hall of Pro Football Hall of Famer, and he only played 7 years. Now think of the impact you got to have.
But Bobby, I mean, my father always also told me that the Saints had Chuck Muncy would have been mentioned.
If Chuck wanted to, because Hank Stram told me this. He said, Mike, the only guy I've ever seen with more physical talent than Chuck Muncy was Jim Brown. But he said the difference was, man, Jim was driven. Jim did not let anything distract him. Nothing. He was going to go out and he was going to give it to you, either run you over or run past you. With Chuck, it depended on the moment. Chuck had issues.
The moment off the field.
He had a lot of
like
off the
white,
field
that
issues.
White powder. I can tell you. Chuck Muncy, Hank Stram told me, was like unbelievable. He had a game. A game. Listen to this, Jay. He left on a Friday after practice. And then the team was already warming up on Sunday.
Let me guess. You come back in the same clothes, right?
He came back in the same clothes, and he went out there, and he hardly even, warm up before the – and he ran for, 180-some yards.
I mean, it's amazing when God gifts you like what he did him.
He had those horn-rimmed glasses.
And he was the most soft-spoken guy.
Mike, he would run sprints, beat everyone. He'd go in the weight room, outlift anyone.
He was like jumpy.
He'd go run
at
routes.
Running back.
He'd go run routes with the receivers. Could run or catch like the best on the team and everything.
But the thing was, did he want to play? And that was always the big question mark. Even when he went to San Diego, where he was a good player there, it was always which button was the right one for Chuck. God bless him. He passed away early in life.
And he had a good – he turned his life around.
He did turn his life around.
A great prison ministry that he was involved in. But he was like Eric Clapton. He was like,
All right, that's Bobby's version.
Cocaine.
Thank you, Jay. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870. Here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTellier, Bobby Hebert, live from the WWL studios here in New Orleans. We're going to go to Tony in Australia. Tony, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
How are you, Bobby and Mike?
All right, Tony.
Hey, Tony. How you doing, man?
Yeah, not bad. I got to see the game on Monday morning. And if our secondary do not step up, we're going to struggle because we got the Bears, we got the Bucks, and we got the 49ers. So if we can win two of those three, I think that we'll finish the season 11-5.
Well, I can tell you what, because you look
Tony,
at
you ain't going
schedule.
Nowhere unless you straighten out that secondary.
But Mike, I'm just telling you. But what Tony said, if you got the Bears, the Bucks, or the 49ers, I would take right now if you're going to tell me we win two out of those three.
Yeah, I would take that right now, too.
Right now. So that's why, listen, the 49ers have been up and down. They're dealing with injuries. Tony, this is interesting about the Bears. I told Mike this. They are a paper tiger, so to speak. You look at it, no one wants to give them credit. Las Vegas not giving them credit. And they're playing the Rams tonight in L.A. They opened the season, 5-1, but they were 3-0 on the road. So, Mike, they have been road warriors. They have a chance to go 4-0 for the first time. Since 2006, they were 3-0 and they reached the Super Bowl. Now you might say, well, that was 2006. But it's still like, if you look how hard it is to win on the road, that's a track record. Now,
and they did it with Rex Grossman that year.
And that's when they lost to the Colts and Peyton Manning. Yeah.
And so now you got Nick Foles. And so they got a little bit of juice to this football team. And they don't do nothing spectacular on offense, but they make it work. And they love to play you small ball. They really do. That's their game. They keep it low, keep it in the low 20s, 24-20. They feel comfortable in that. Now, when it starts to stretch and gets into the high 20s and 30s, that's when they can't match point for point. And they've had difficulties there. But their defense, man, and their front seven's good, and their secondary is opportunistic to get turnovers. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.